T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, it's Dom time. Welcome in, everyone. Good Monday, 855-839-1210. You'll get on board. So this whole military draft slash women thing, why are they talking about draft registration at all? And the answer to that is they really don't want that. It's about this coalition of people, some of them just cranks, some of them the, I don't even want to say feminists, because I believe in equal rights, equal work, equal pay, and all that stuff. That's feminism. But this group that's come together that might just have enough to get this over the top, getting people, why are we doing this about a draft again? You know, these are the same people, Dan, like Houlihan, who was a, Google it, and I'm going by road here, who was a clothing executive for like Nike Wear or N1 Wear and all that. And as I remember it, when she ran out there, there was a lot of talk about, yo, lady, stop it with the high horse. You were making money off products that were made in China and places like that.
And one.
Yeah, and I think that's where they were making their products, right? So the point is she telling us China is that much of a threat that we all need to be worried about the draft and all these skills and all the rest of it? I don't think she believes that even a little bit. She's doing it because this is just another way to make the point about women that I think the average woman certainly rejects and the average American ought to reject. And I don't think it's sexist in the least to say, no, we don't have to prove that's equal rights to have women killed in equal numbers as men in the front lines of a war that we're probably not going to get involved in. And when it comes to the Israelis, I mean, I was over there in Israel and talked to some of the Israeli women that were in the draft. The difference is they're surrounded, and they need every person at all times to be ready to go to war. We've seen it repeatedly, right? We're not in that situation. So then they counter with, well, we need all these skills. What about this skill and that skill? Well, which are you saying? Women are registering to be in the front lines on an equal level with men in hand-to-hand combat or something akin to that. Or we just need women to do certain stem cells and cyber and things of that nature. It's fraudulent. It's ridiculous. And Dan kind of stumbled upon it by why are we talking about it in that, why are they even talking about a draft at this point? For what reason? And usually you would think these would be the people who would be against more military action, more intervention with America. I mean, I'm taking a look at Ukraine right now, for example, and the Russians massing 175,000 troops, and I think the best thing for us to do that we should have done, and Trump was doing, was to arm Ukraine more as opposed to putting American troops on the front lines versus Putin and the Russians. And that is a very, very tense situation. As far as China, is someone like Houlihan leading the charge, or Gillibrand and these others involved in this, to alert America that we are essentially in a much more fierce Cold War with China than anything we've ever had with the Russians. We all remember it with the Russians. And I'm not sure of China's nuclear capability, but I know their capability for evil is unprecedented. And it appears that President Biden today, I'm not sure, I haven't seen the announcement yet, is saying diplomatically we're not going to go to the games. I don't think Americans ought to participate in anything with the Chinese, the Communist Chinese Party sponsored, these Winter Olympic Games. I know that's tough on American athletes, and oh my God, NBC paid all the money for it. What would that be like if Americans are not participating? I don't think that we ought to participate. I think this is a moment when finally we got to get people, you got to call them out. Which side are you on? There's no two sides with the Communist Chinese. What does it take when you think about, I'm looking at Drudge has a story up, that the death toll in America from the coronavirus, at least on paper, is worse than anything in all the wars that we've been in. Let's say for a moment, let's just stipulate that may be a fact. Okay. What does it take before we draw the line with the Chinese in no uncertain terms? While we still have the upper hand on them, I believe, before they have parity or worse, they have the upper hand. What is it going to take to do that? Instead, we're debating whether to have mandatory draft registration for women. It's almost hard to believe. Why has this come up? Well, you got the defense reauthorization, and they have found a way, the proponents of this, to go all out and put together a coalition of various sources, maybe enough to get over the finish line. And yet, when it comes to actually taking on China in an effective way now, we don't have that coalition. A lot of Democrats not on board, some Wall Street Republican types, they're not on board. They don't want to face up to what the central question is, stopping Red China. All right, 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All that you can do, all that you have to do is just push #1210. Side question of the day. In honor of the Minshew mania breaking out, at least for a while, hit us with that all-time mustache, okay? Just jump in and hit us with that. There are some great ones still out there. I liked the Geraldo. I started off with Trebek. I can't picture Trebek without the mustache. And fictional, Walter White. Let me go to Robert in Ben Salem. Robert, you're in on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Robert. Good afternoon.
Hey, Tom. Hi. Tom, Dan, how you guys doing?
Great.
This is another instance of the Democrats digging their hole for 2022. Nobody is going to go along with this. I have spoke to several people because you brought this up before, and I haven't heard one person that thought it was a good idea, including my daughters, one of whom is an intel officer in the Navy. And even she says, if you can cut it and you want to do it, awesome, but they shouldn't be drafting women. My all-time mustache, I was going to say one thing, but I'm going to go with Mario from Nintendo.
Oh, I love it. It's a good one.
And since I won't be here for the Dom's Merry Melody, I'm guessing Joy to the World by Three Dog Night. Have a good day.
All right. You are wrong, sir.
All right, we have to reject that one out of hand. Now they're using clairvoyance here. Thank you, Robert. That is a good one, though. Mario. That's a real good one. That's outside the box.
Do you know Mario's last name?
I do not.
It's Mario.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's Mario Mario.
Mario Mario.
Yeah, because he's a Mario brother.
Okay.
So it's Luigi Mario and Mario Mario.
You know my stance on all video gaming and video games.
What's that stance, Dom?
It's just the biggest waste of time imaginable.
Oh,
it's
come
just,
on.
Yes, I buy into all that. All right, so.
Not for you? No.
What is driving this, to Robert's point? And I told you, you'd be surprised, though. You have these conservative, there are a few conservative voices. I'll have to dig up some of them, give you some of the quotes, that are saying stuff like, well, yeah, that's fair. If they want this, then they have to. What? Are we really as a country going to get into that kind of crankiness? Well, what do you mean, Dom? If it's fair, if women want equal rights, they should have to go out there and die, too. Is that really that America has changed in that manner? I think we hit the sweet spot, to Robert's point. If you want to go into the military, if that's a career for you, then fine. What would be the uptick of it? Well, everything Houlihan tells us, everything would be constitutional then. We wouldn't be discriminating against women. You know, I don't want to trivialize it totally. I remember, Dan, the same thing with ladies' night. Look, I have no problem with the ladies' night and all that. And I was going to ask you at some point, do you, in other words, women going to a bar are good for business, right? So what the heck is wrong? Well, I can't have the same thing. No, you can't. It's a business thing. Do you object to that?
No, not at all. I do.
No. And wasn't it Jersey was one of the first places they were passing anti-ladies' night laws, I think?
I'm looking into it. There's really legality situations around it. That's...
Yeah, if you Google it, you'll see. I remember talking about it.
In 2004, the director of New Jersey Department of Law and Public Safety Division of Civil Rights ruled that ladies' night promotions constituted unlawful discrimination in
there
violation of the state's law against discrimination.
And that's what I'm saying. In Jersey, yeah. So, toward what point? What are men gaining by this? You know, I get it. There are some cranks out there that think, well, women are getting this benefit that I don't have. Really, you're benefiting if you go to a bar and there's more women there. Can't we all agree about that? Right? I don't see the lack of benefit. All right, 855-839-1210. And I'm sure the club owner, that's the point of attraction. I'm trying to think, Dan, if there are other situations.
It's
used to bolster
the numbers of females in a club, is it not? Like,
yes.
Primarily used to,
yes.
Yeah.
That's all it is. Yes. What's wrong with that? How is a man discriminated against?
Well,
I'm not getting the drinks.
I guess just from the base, just saying that the man has to pay more is discrimination. But I don't agree with applying a law in this case. It just doesn't seem right.
No, it doesn't. I mean, there's an advantage to men. You have more attractive women there. Right? What's wrong with that? That's an advantage. All right. And I'm sure there are a million other things where societally there is a advantage of being a male or female slightly in something. All right. Actual laws. We just had the anniversary yesterday, I think it was, or the day before, of women having the right to vote. All right. That's something major. Or laws that didn't allow women to do something financially. Obviously ridiculous. But there are some remnants of our society here that are more pleasantries than they are discriminations, for want of a better term, niceties. And one of them, the country doesn't think that in any circumstance we need to have women on the front lines dying in the same numbers as men in order to say we're a better society. Israel has to do it. If you're there, you have a sense of constant readiness. They're surrounded. Now, they haven't had a real war in quite a while. But the times they did, the country is very narrow in certain points. You could be overrun pretty quickly with the number of hostile countries on your border. We're not in that situation. So why in the world this preoccupation with it? It's a backdoor attempt to push something through in order to make a feminist point.
It just seems so backwards, Dom.
It is. It is incredible.
Like we're just doing it from face value. We're talking here about forcing people to sign up for their potential death.
Yes.
And it's so headstrong in feminism that they're trying to say, let's force women to do this, right? It's crazy to me that this is the stance that's being taken here.
Right, and they're trying to be a purist about this, actually throwing the Constitution in. Look, Houlihan, God bless her, wanted to go into military service. I give her a lot of credit for that. But this is just nonsensical. 855-839-1210. Dan, just see who you can Google up that's a conservative. Just put that in on record that says this is a good idea. Because I know this is not just the feminist. It's not just Democrats. It's a few of these other types. And again, my sense is they're saying, oh, yeah, that's right. Let's just be an equal society up and down the line. Anything men have to do, women have to do, and vice versa. Really, are we going to have government dictate to us what are just, I'll call them our everyday mores of what we think is appropriate? that this would all be by government. There shouldn't be any law discriminating if a woman wants to do what a man is doing in any way, shape, or form. Okay. As long as the standard is the same and it's followed, who can object to that? You have to be crazy, right?
So looking here, it looks like along with Houlihan, those leading the effort are Michael Waltz, Republican in Florida, Joni Ernst of Iowa, and Jack Reed. Oh, no, he's a Democrat of Rhode Island.
All right,
but,
now
Waltz and Ernst.
Yeah, Waltz and Ernst. And Waltz is a decorated guy in the military. I haven't seen his exact statement on it, and Ernst is a military veteran also. So I'd have to see what he says about it, but I've seen others with this, and it's just another attempt to create a problem here that has a solution that has an agenda attached to it rather than something that is an issue at any time in the future. So could we need a draft at some point? Yeah, I guess so. But what would the circumstance be? Why is it since Vietnam we haven't had that? Isn't that the better question out of all this? Then there are people that think, well, look, drafting people and everybody going in the military is a good thing. All right, I hear that. But I've always been against mandatory volunteer service. Now, Dan, this was a big, big deal back in the day. In other words, you'd have to go into service to the country, if not military, for a couple of years after high school. I oppose that. I don't think we're a nation. Again, we're seeing this battle over liberty and freedom around vaccination mandates. Why would we mandate that? Toward what? Because we want to? We should encourage people. We should have people, if they want to go into service to the country of some sort, they get college tuition, or they get some kind of tax benefit and or pay while doing that. Yes, that's what we do. But we don't mandate everybody coming out of high school has to do a two-year term. There are a number of states that tried to do that. Maryland was one in the forefront, and I've always objected to that. That's unconstitutional.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, it's the Dom Giordano Show with Dan, and I got a couple of good things going on. That mustache, by the way, I'll get to this. A Bucks County school closed for the day after a student threatened a school shooting. That's Bristol Junior Senior High was closed Monday. Now, this is a tough call for schools. You know, we got to find some way to say, you know, if they don't close down just with the slightest thing that everybody blames them. But we don't want this to be, you know, around the country I heard after the shooting in Detroit, hundreds and hundreds of calls, particularly in that area. That's what's going to happen. So it's already tough enough given COVID and all the problems that have come out with it. But I'll give you the details on that. That just broke. Let me go to Mary Ann in Collegeville. We're talking about a draft and women being equal to have to register for that draft in Collegeville. Hey, Mary Ann, welcome to the show. Hi.
Hey, good afternoon, Dom. I am very much opposed to this. You had an earlier caller that said, you know, you have to be physically and mentally tough. And when I went into the military, okay, President Carter was promising that no women would ever serve in combat arms. Well, my first assignment was to a unit in support of an infantry brigade.
Oh, boy.
And you had to carry a lot of equipment. Now, these days, it's a lot different. But many good points were made about this. However, I'd like to back up to this feminist movement because I'm really furious about this. Like in the 70s and 80s, it was supposed to be about equal pay for equal work, right?
Yes.
And not all this other stuff that they've attached to it. Then they came out with the my body, my choice nonsense, okay? And then slowly that's morphed into, well, it's your choice only if you choose to get the vaccine.
Well, and Marianne, that's right. And let me interrupt to your point, too, though. The real fault line is when it got hijacked into all the transgendered stuff. Then it just shows its agenda. It's not about equal rights toward women. It's going to be never ending with this stuff.
Well, that's what I was going to say. And I was going to say it's even a kind of sneaking form of socialism because, okay, let's get everybody on the same wavelength, but we're going to tell them what to do. We're not really going to say, well, it is your choice. And then back to the draft, okay? There are women that physically and mentally are tough enough to do those jobs, and they volunteer to do them, and they have in every war that we have been in. And I think it's better to let a woman volunteer to carry that load knowing that she can do it versus drafting. And like they haven't even gotten into the repercussions of the Veterans Administration.
Well, Marianne, that's right. And you know what? It takes away some of the cachet of women going into the military and being outstanding when you're just going to lump everybody. It's something in that everybody has to do. That's exactly right. That's why we honor, 1% or fewer that are volunteering. It is a very, very special thing, particularly the women that engage in it.
And it should remain that way, not because it's just a gold standard, but because it is a tough decision to make. And it's not a decision, like Dan brought up, are we even talking about having a draft right now? To me, this is like a side issue when we have much more important issues to confront in our country today.
Right. And the question I would ask Marianne, if Houlihan would come on, if we're thinking about a draft and all that and all this stuff, who is it that you think we're talking about? If we're talking about China, what's your record on China? Where are you on China today? And as I said, she was an executive in a clothing company that was making clothing there. I haven't seen her be particularly on the front lines of saying we are in a Cold War with China at the highest level.
I don't think she's ever said that. And I've waited to hear some statements from her. And I just, you know, I'm sorry, you really hit me on a hot button with this because the earlier caller also made up the point about a woman being strong enough to carry all the equipment. And that's like, do you really want to go through drafting people and then having to wash them out because they physically can't make the requirements? So
yeah,
we already have
just such a great number, including guys that are overweight, can't do a push-up, the whole thing and all, that it's, you know, very, very difficult. You're right. We don't want to go through all this just to make some agenda point. Who's your person with a mustache, Marianne?
Tom Selleck.
All right. That's an all-time great. Selleck's got a great one. That fits very, very well. Let's go to Greg in Delran. And Greg, you're in on Talk Radio 1210. Afternoon, Greg. Hi.
Hey, Dom. How you doing?
Good.
First of all, with the military, it'd be ridiculous to even start a draft in this country because half of the people today, these snowflakes, would never even go.
Yeah. So why are we edging toward this? And, you know, to make it so highfalutin, to call it constitutional, and that I'm sure the founding fathers, this isn't their wisdom, and women on the frontier or back in the revolutionary time had to take a more active part in this stuff, and they certainly didn't give any guidance toward this. Now, Greg, this is a witch's brew here of a few different groups that are trying to push this over the finish line.
Exactly. And my other thing is, now, what do we do about the people who biologically and scientifically are female, but they identify as non-binary?
Well, that's why I read right from Houlihan's statement. She says it's discriminatory based on gender. I didn't think we had gender anymore. I think it was all fluid, right? So what's she talking about?
Correct.
Yeah.
So it's a moot point, basically.
Yep. Who's your mustache?
I don't know if you guys are old enough, especially Dan, to remember Groucho Marx.
I'll ask Dan that.
Come on. Everyone knows who the Marshal is.
Everybody knows who Groucho is, though. Yes, yes. Thank you. We'll put Groucho down. That is a very, very good one. So does this stand a shot? I'd have to call it 60-40. It's going to be stopped in the end. It was a backdoor attempt to shove this through with this defense bill that comes up any number of times. But when you look at the people like Houlihan involved in this, and God bless Chrissy Houlihan that she was in the military, she did military service. But her usage of that comes up repeatedly as she bank shots that toward these types of agendas. And no, we can't get her on. I'm not even going to, you know, I know the energy with Dan. We went through my list in 20. Dan, how is the 2022 list going? Of that wish list I gave you.
Zero for zero.
Come on. You haven't tried for Jack Stolzheimer?
You know what? I have, actually, but no response.
Yeah, look, I'm serious.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
It would be such a hit. I saw that Wolf stopped into Chester because apparently what he talked about way back when he was on with me, what they were doing with homicide over there, is having an impact. I'm a fair guy. I want to know in detail. I also want to know, why is the police chief of Philadelphia not over in Chester every day to learn something, to do something? Are they doing something? I'm researching this, Dan. I'm serious. What is Chester doing? Does anybody know explicitly? What have they done over there where they seemingly, based upon any reports I can get, have had a pretty good result on the homicide rate versus Philadelphia? Are they doing anything where the police are able to have a bit of freedom to enforce the law, and that's cutting down on illegal weapons? I mean, different people are talking about it. They're getting a better result. So I think it behooves us that you'd want to know what that is. Then the question becomes, why won't Philadelphia do it? My suspicion always is because Philadelphia says anything that the police would do would be illegal, unconstitutional, discriminatory, whatever. Well, Chester is a minority city as far as minority-majority city or majority-minority city, as far as I know. And they seem to have done some good things. So good for Jack Stolzheimer. What is it? What are they doing, Dan?
So it's a lot of a community engagement. What they're doing, this is coming from the Philadelphia Inquirer, an article last year that they discussed it. They said the partnership between the community leaders, modeled after the Focus Deterrence Program used in other cities, launched in November. Krause, Solsteimer, and police officials meet with prominent members of some of the city's most violent groups and take a carrot-and-stick approach. The carrot, he said, was access to programs including free trade school degrees, rental assistance, and even counseling for trauma. The stick was the usual functions for his office: arrest, prosecution, and jail time. Quote, "We told them, we know who you run with, we know your groups. You can't have group shootouts anymore," Stolzheimer said. Quote, "We will help you if you ask us, but we will stop you if you make us." They continue in writing saying the message apparently resonated. Inmates at the county jail were recorded on prison calls telling their friends to, quote, "put the guns down." Prosecutors said defense attorneys in meeting with prosecutors presented text messages from their clients promising the same thing. And it goes into a little bit more depth.
You know what my takeaway is? It's the same thing you found for us last week when we asked about Dallas, or a couple weeks ago. Why did Dallas go down in homicide rate? They're targeting the people, and it's a significant number, but relatively small, that are actually most likely to continue to do this stuff. They did it in Dallas, and they flooded the zone with cops there. This is a little bit of a different approach, but they're targeting people. They don't like to target in Philadelphia, though, apparently. I don't know why. All right, maybe I wouldn't go as far as Stolzheimer and every specific here, but I'm fair on this. He's getting a better result than Philadelphia. Why won't Philadelphia do that?
Can we actually say he was right in saying this one thing right here, Dom?
My name is Jack Stolzheimer, not Larry Krasner.
Oh, yeah, I think that's true.
Yeah, I
can't say as much as I still would rather have the former DA in there than Stolzheimer. I can't say across the board he's been nowhere near Larry Krasner. I'm fair on that. I'm not just going to say stuff to be a hack. So what they're doing in Chester, Wolf goes there. Why doesn't Wolf say, hey, Philadelphia, why don't you do it? Why doesn't somebody say something? Nope, can't be saying that. That would be embarrassing. All right, coming up, great Ray Dininger is with us to break down not just yesterday, after all, it was the Jets, But I don't think Ray is on board with this Minshew madness stuff, Dan. I watched him in real time, and he was like, yeah, he's a backup.
Minshew magic, not madness.
Okay. It's madness, but magic, okay? I'll ask Ray that, and I have a feel he'll deflect a little bit, but I think that's the case.
Minshew takes the snap. He fakes. He's back. He's looking. He is firing. It is complete. Breaking the tackle and going in for the touchdown is Goddard. 36 yards.
All right, welcome in the great Ray Dininger with us at Dom Giordano program. Boy, Ray was a party pooper yesterday. They were all getting into quarterback controversy. I'm watching it real time, and I'm looking at Ray looking down at his notes saying, no, I will not participate in this nonsense. Ray, admit it, that was the bubble over your head yesterday on Comcast. That's what you were thinking, right?
That's what everybody was thinking, of course. It's, you know, that's wonderful fodder for talk radio is the quarterback controversy. There's nothing better. and listen, Gardner Minshew did his part yesterday. I mean, he certainly went out and played well. He didn't feed into it in the press conference. I mean, he didn't campaign for the job. I mean, he handled it like a pro that he is and said all the right things. But it wasn't going to stop the talk radio folks calling in and saying, I think we have our new quarterback here. So, you know,
wait a minute, though.
I was just trying to tell everybody to calm down.
Well, you have to your left, though, an imposing figure. He looks like he's working out more than when he played, Seth Joyner, who went off because Minshew was running around high-fiving, signing jerseys, et cetera, there. You know? He didn't like that.
No, not his style. Not his style. Seth said, you know, get back in the locker room with your teammates. You know, Seth was having none of it. But that is Minshew's personality. I mean, everybody said that about him down in Jacksonville. It's part of the reason why he became such a cult hero down there in short order. He's an engaging guy. He's got kind of a funny, quirky personality. His teammates, they all talked about him yesterday. He was cracking jokes in the huddle and all that stuff, which is fine. But the real heart of the matter is that, you know, once he got the ball in his hands, he knew what to do with it. You know, he threw the ball well, he ran the team well, and, you know, the first seven times they had the ball, they took it down and scored. You know, they had eight total possessions, seven of them got points, and that's pretty good quarterbacking in any league.
Well, my big takeaway, Ray, and I didn't hear you say this per se, but maybe you agree, I think Goddard is the primary receiver. It's obvious to me for a lot of reasons now, should be the primary receiver. And I thought yesterday, Minshew, by making quick decisions, not only that, you know, when he was throwing to Goddard, he made sure to put it up there where Goddard was going to go up and get it if there was anybody around. It was pretty apparent that that was the primary receiver in a lot of ways.
It was. You know what Minshew did is what veteran quarterbacks do, is he read the coverage and went to where the coverage took him, and he got some really good matchups with Goddard. I mean, that first the highlight that you played, the 36-yard touchdown, was great recognition on Minshew's part. I mean, he came up to the line of scrimmage and he looked and he saw the matchup that he had was Goddard covered by C.J. Mosley, who's a linebacker, on a seam route. And there's no way a linebacker is going to run with Goddard on a 30-yard pattern. I mean, that's an easy pitch and catch. And Minshew saw it right away, and as soon as he got the ball in his hands, there was never any doubt. That's where he was going with it. Turns into an easy 6 points. That's, you know, and I agree with you. I think Goddard, one of the things earlier in the season kind of frustrated me was I really felt they were underutilizing Goddard. I mean, there were games where he was just, you know, three or four targets, and you got to try and get him the ball more than that because he's really good. But, you know, they've gone through this stretch now, and I don't disagree with them. I think the philosophy, I understand what it is they have become really a running team. I mean, they are a pound-the-rock kind of team right now, and that's what's kind of saved their season. So the more you run it, the less you throw it, and all the receivers are probably going to see less opportunities. And for the tight end, if you're like Goddard, when they run the ball, you become more of a blocker than a receiver.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's a big part of it. But to Goddard's credit, he's never complained about it. And as people don't realize it, he's a really good blocker. I mean, Zach Ertz was a terrific player, and he obviously contributed mightily to the Super Bowl. You know, but Zach was never a blocker, really. He was purely a receiver. Whereas Goddard plays the full game. I mean, Goddard is as good a run blocking tight end as there is in the league, and when he gets the opportunities, he's a really good receiver as well.
So what do we take away from this? It's the Jets, but you got to play who's there. And, you know, that's what the thing is. I really felt for Hurts on the sideline, right? Because, you know, I believe in the team and all that. But you know what? Unless my leg is mangled beyond belief, I want to be out there. I should be out there. I could have been out there yesterday. Did he pick up anything from Minshew about getting rid of the ball, being more decisive with it?
He could. He could. And I think he will. You know, we were talking about this morning with Angelo. Is, you know, we all see those cutaway shots of the guy who's been benched, you know, the guy on the sidelines watching his replacement light it up. You know, we always see those pictures, and you're always trying to read the guy's mind. What's he thinking? And sometimes if it's like a veteran player who's being replaced by a younger player, you know, there's a greater foreboding to that. You know, it's like, oh, I've lost my job. I think this is a different situation where you have a young player who has done some really good things, you know, being replaced by a veteran player. And I think in a case like this, you can learn a lot. You can really learn a lot. And what Minshew is good at is that kind of stuff, is the pre-snap read, throwing the ball to the right receiver, understanding the coverage, getting the ball out quick, all of those kinds of things, throwing balls on anticipation rather than waiting for guys to get open. Those are all areas in which, frankly, Jalen Hurts could improve. So if he, you know, if he studied yesterday, and you know he was watching everything, and now this week he's going to go back in and he's going to sit and he's going to watch the tape, and he'll learn some more. There's definitely stuff that he can take away from this. Yeah, I definitely feel that way. And did he want to play? Sure he did. I mean, he said a couple of days that he was made available to the media this week. I mean, he said very straight up, he said, no, I'm playing Sunday. You know, this is not a problem. I'll be able to play on Sunday. And I'm sure he wanted to right to the end, but the doctors and the trainers said, no, sit it out. Give yourself the bye week. Come back healthy. So, you know, when they come back to play Washington in a couple of weeks, that's going to be a big game. You know, Washington's playing good right now. Washington's moved ahead of the Eagles, but they're both in contention for the playoffs, and, you know, that's going to be a really big game when they get together.
The genius of the NFL, though, this is a 6-7 team, and yet there's unbelievable excitement in Philadelphia, Ray.
Oh, sure.
That the NFL has triggered this because they are right there in the playoff hunt. In fact, they're probably the odds to be the last team in. I'd have to say I'd like their shot to do that.
Yeah, and you know, and every week the landscape changes. You know, every week there's, you know, you have a situation like yesterday, the Minnesota Vikings, who a week ago seemed to be a team coming on, and a lot of people were saying, well, they're certainly going to get in, and they lose to the Lions, you know?
Yeah.
And then the 49ers were a hot team, and they were winning some games, and everybody said, oh, okay, well, they're certainly going to nail down one of those spots, and then they get knocked off. So, you know, you and I talked about this last week, but, I've covered a lot of football and watched a lot of football. I don't think I have ever seen a year when the NFL was such a week-to-week league, where we're well into December, and you could have a very spirited argument about who the best teams are, and you would probably have five or six different names being thrown out there, and it'd be hard to argue against any of them. The fact is, you know, nobody has really emerged, although I will say tonight's game has a lot of significance. Tonight's game, you know, you got New England up at Buffalo, and you got, you know, the Patriots, after starting off kind of stumbling out of the blocks, you know, they're starting to look like the Patriots again. And the Bills have been a little up and down, but they have a really good roster. And, you know, tonight you very well could be seeing maybe the team that's going to come out of the AFC. Tonight's game has a lot of meaning.
It's amazing. Don't bet against Belichick for too long.
Yes.
Even without Brady. Hey, Ray, what is going on? What's the next book signing over the holidays? You got to have some coming up.
Oh, we do. I have two this weekend. I'm taking advantage of the bye week. I'm taking advantage of the bye Sunday and doing a book signing on Sunday. I have a book signing on Saturday at Carl's Cards and Collectibles out in Havertown, a great sports memorabilia shop out there. They do a really, really nice job, and they're having me out there to do a book signing on Saturday at 3 o'clock. And then on Sunday, you know, the Eagles are off, so everybody's going to be out doing their Christmas shopping. And I will be at the Barnes & Noble at the Neshaminy Mall, again, 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock, signing copies of Finished Business, which is my current book, but also all the signings I've done, they always make sure they've got copies of Eagles Encyclopedia Champions Edition if folks want to pick that one up too.
Great stuff. Enjoy, Ray. Thank you very, very much. Now go out and get a headband for next week.
And the fake mustache. I'm working on it. Take care, Dom. Right,
thanks. Bye-bye. Ray Dininger with the mustache, Dan. I don't know. That might be it too much.
I would love to see it.
Hey, we got the sports show today at 3:30. Flyers coach is out. Bill will have that. Dan and I will be talking Minshew. I have Ro rooting around here for a headband, Dan. Are you ready for that?
I'm surprised it's taking this long for you to find one.
Yeah, and I might be eating a soft pretzel. That's up on Twitter, too.
Dan Time with Dom coming up next, right?
Yes. All right, 855-839-1210. Life always has some kind of irritant. That's next on Talk Radio 1210.
Yes, it's that time of the day. 1:45, or is it supposed to be 1:45, when Dan takes over the Dom Giordano program.
That ain't
executive
happening.
Producer Dan.
No way.
You know what? You're lucky you had Ray Dininger on your side today, because I love Ray so much. I'm not even going to give you trouble about leaving me with only 3 minutes for today's Dan Time, Dom. But I'm going to start off by giving the results of the poll. Earlier we asked, we discovered that Dom Giordano is not a fan of potato chips, which is an absolutely shocking revelation. We asked, what's the better snack food, chips or pretzels? Final results, 69% said chips over pretzels. But Dom wanted to, it's almost like he's working with the Dominion voting machines, as pointed out on Twitter. He wanted a new poll and asked, what's a better snack food, quote, a heated soft pretzel or a chip? And Dom, I got to tell you, after we changed the poll, it was a blowaway victory for you. 73% said a heated soft pretzel, Dom.
I studied in the Joe Biden School of Electioneering, yes.
Very nice.
Well, Dom, I want to ask you about some other things that might be a little quirky about Mr. Giordano. Every week I get sent a list of questions from DJ Giordano, that's Dom's son. And first, number 9 on the list, Dom, could we get you to eat a Philadelphia cheesesteak? Have you had a cheesesteak, first off?
Yeah, in my life before I went veg, yeah, sure.
So you're all on this like train for Philadelphia soft pretzels today, but you're not a cheesesteak fan. So where's the what's going on?
No, I used to be. I mean, I remember some summers like every day, 30 or 40 straight days or something like that.
Is there a place you remember going growing up?
Yeah, I went to Joey's place mainly. Yeah.
Now, if you were to order one today, would you get a Whiz, provolone, American?
Provolone.
Really?
Yeah.
Onions or no onions?
Oh, definite onions.
And I know what I'm doing for lunch today. It's a little late, but I'm getting a cheesesteak. I'm hungry. Nice. Do you believe in aliens?
No. I'm the anti-alien guy.
Do you like any of Madonna's songs?
Her stage presence early on, but no. I can't think of a song that's worth anything. No.
If you're going to exercise, are you taking a walk or going for a jog?
Well, I would try to motivate myself. I did 2 miles the other day in 24 minutes.
Really?
Yeah, which wasn't bad.
Dude, I couldn't do a mile in 24 minutes. That's impressive. And finally, Saturday, big college football day. We had number 1 versus number 3 going off against one another. Do you watch college football? And if you do, is there a team that you follow? I know you're not a huge Penn State fan, are you?
No. I did follow Alabama against Georgia. Strangely, I like Nick Saban.
Yeah. A lot of stuff going on with that SEC. LSU, a new coach, just ditched Notre Dame. Pretty fun stuff. We'll talk about on the sports show today at 3:30. Tune on Facebook. I'm going to give the microphone back to Dom. A great guest coming up. What do we got, Dom?
All right. We have another primary opponent coming up, Brian Fitzpatrick at 2:14. We have Dom's Money Melody all straight ahead on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.